Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know
it's Taz and Moose. Hey. Ah, yes. Hour number two here on this big Thursday morning program. It is Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. If you can't play a talking number to call 855-212-4CBS, that's 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
As we come to you live from the Quicken Loans studios, national mortgage lender Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and make sure to mortgage confidently. You've got Mikey B and Pete the Body across the way, AB, with your updates. 206 on Sirius, 206 on XM, and 206 on the Sirius XM app. Same channel. You can find us on all three devices. And make sure to give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Taz and the Moose, at Official Taz, at Mark Malusis. And we kick off this hour, Taz. Spent a lot of hour number one talking a little bit about the NBA. Markelle Fultz with the triple-double for the Philadelphia 76ers. LeBron plays 82 games for the first time in his career. Triple-double average, second year in a row for Russell Westbrook. And the Knicks are looking for a new head coach in Jeff Hornacek. And as he is out as Knicks head coach after 2 years, and we threw out some of the names that are being bandied about there, including former Knicks coach and current ABC ESPN analyst, and that is Jeff Van Gundy. We kick off this hour with a rivalry renewed, because last night up at Fenway Park, you have not seen the hatred and the vitriol between the Yankees and the Red Sox in quite some time. And I think it's a lot of the personalities, right? Manny no longer there, retired. Pedro, now an analyst, MLB Network Hall of Famer. A-Rod, now a member of the ESPN Fox broadcasting, covering Major League Baseball. Right, Big Poppy, yeah. Now retired. The characters, the personalities, they've changed, right? I think when the Red Sox finally won a World Series and came back on the Yankees 3-0 down 2004 ALCS and ended up being the Cardinals in that respective World Series and winning their first championship in quite some time, I think for the Boston Red Sox and the Yankees, I think it changed the rivalry, right? So there was not that animosity that has been there years gone by. Well, last night, I think, changed some things, right? So if you missed it last night up at Fenway Park, third inning, play at second base, forced play at second base. Tyler Austin, a Yankee farmhand who's getting some reps due to injury now on the Major League club, and he's been with the team past couple years as a reserve player.
Scrappy guy.
Right, scrappy guy, no doubt, fiery guy. Slides into second base, forced play at second, spike high, clips Brock Holt, middle infielder for the Boston Red Sox, in the calf, right?
Well, he wanted to break up a double play, right?
Right, trying to break up a double play,
yeah,
right?
That's what you want to do.
And so Holt took exception to the slide because he did get spiked in his calf, said something. Benches cleared at that point in time. Nothing really happened. Everyone went on their merry way. Later on in the game, seventh inning, Joe Kelly, the flamethrower on the mound for the Boston Red Sox, Tyler Austin steps up into the batter's box, and Joe Kelly drills him in the back.
Drilled him is the key word, bro.
Drilled him, right?
Right, I mean, like
middle
on
of the fastball.
Yeah, right on the
right
in the middle
area.
Of the,
right, no doubt about it.
Hurts.
And Austin obviously took exception to it, slammed his bat on home plate,
yep,
and proceeds to charge the mound, to where then you see the benches clear, and you see Kelly throwing punches, you see Tyler Austin throwing punches, you see the bullpens clear out, and you certainly see a lot of trash talk between both benches and even the managers, Baron Boone and obviously Alex Cora as well for the Boston Red Sox. And for the Yankees, they need a win, and they did. They won a game in which Gary Sanchez showed up offensively, a couple home runs and a double, and they win that game last night 10-7, I believe the final was. But you also got the bench-clearing brawl between the two teams, and I think it's really the first time in a while that I feel like both teams can't stand one another.
It's great. It's great for baseball. It's great for sports. I mean, it's one of the most storied rivalry. The rivalry continues, as a great man once said.
The rivalry is back on.
Yes. Well said.
So, yeah. So, I think it's great. Red Sox, Yankees, it's great. A couple things I want to tell Mr. Austin, Tyler, a couple things. Don't tip your hand, son. Don't tip your hand. If you're going to fight the guy, don't tip your hand. The first tip of the hand is taking the bat, slamming it on the dish. As most people know, it's called the mound. That's the first thing. No, the plate, home plate, I should say. You can't slam the bat down because now you're letting the guy know you're pissed. Then he didn't really charge the mound. He walked a few steps at the pitcher, at Joe Kelly, and then he sprinted at him. You're giving Joe Kelly time now, which Joe Kelly did, to sidestep Austin and then tag him with a couple of punches. This is basic fighting, Tyler Austin. Learn how to fight, sir. Learn how to fight. I like the guys who, when they get hit, and they go, they no-sell, as we call it in the wrestling business, and they're going to jog down to first, and then once you see that pitcher turn his head back towards the catcher, boom, you take the short run right to the mound, and you pop him from behind. You punch people when they can't see it.
Right, so you're a big proponent of hitting people when their backs are turned to you.
Brother, when it's a real fight, there's no rules. I know you love rules,
yeah.
But when we're fighting for real, with fisticuffs, there's no rules. Hit him from behind.
Yeah.
Sucker punch him. That's real. That's how real fighting goes.
Yeah, no, I
there's
get
no
it.
Rules, my friend.
No, I understand. No, I get no it. Rules. I mean, I don't know. I look at it a little bit different. I would never punch somebody if their back is turned to me. I think that's kind of a soft move.
It's called winning, and it's called
Get into the fight. If you feel like you need to sucker punch somebody, then don't get into the fight.
Moose,
and march on your very way.
Real fighting goes.
I understand when if someone walks away and is walking away from you and you decide to charge someone and hit them in the back of the head that means that you'd be okay in the Wild Wild West with shooting somebody in the back.
I would.
No, you don't
I'm in the Wild Wild West. And said man has a gun, and I have a gun. And
but if he's walking away from you, you don't shoot somebody in the back.
We're shooting our Winchesters at each other, okay?
Right.
And my muskrats. I will, if he turns his back, pop him right in the back. That's just my style. I mean, look, I don't make a habit of sucker punching people, but I'm just saying, this guy threw a heater right at this guy, drilled him.
He did, but he hit him in the back.
He did. He could have went at his head.
He didn't throw at his head.
No, that's what I'm saying. He could have went
at his head. He could have. And it could have gotten really nasty. So usually when you're sending a pitch of intent, usually drill a guy in the rear end or the back.
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's guys in Major League Baseball, they've got control. That's where you're going. You don't drill him in the elbow. You're not looking to drill him in the hand. You're not looking to go high and throw a 98-mile-an-hour fastball above the shoulders either. You drill him in the back or the rear end. So he hit him in the back. Taz, I'll tell you, Austin was wrong with the slide. Now he's not a dirty player.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you that his intent was to spike Brock Holt on the play. But if you watch the play and you do away with what the analysis from I think it was Paul O'Neill and David Cohn on the Yes Network.
By the way, David Cohn is not, in my opinion, he's not very good on the air.
Well, last night they were like, oh, that's old school, like, spikes high. No, you don't, you have to have respect for your opponent. I get going into second base hard. I don't disagree with that. His slide, I don't think the intent for Tyler Austin there was to spike Brock Holt. But that ended up being the result, Taz, and it was a bad slide. A bad slide by Tyler.
The middle infielder was out of the baseline to make his throw. And if you look at Tyler Austin, he stuck his foot out to spike him. So I totally agree with you.
Yeah. So if you're Austin there, to play to the point that you're just making where you're saying, well, don't make your intentions known. Taz, we've watched enough baseball.
Yes, sir.
You know he's going to get drilled.
Well, yeah, of course. That's the code of the game, man. That's how these guys are.
You know he's going to get drilled.
Of course.
You can't watch that if you were still locked into that game at that point in time. Whether it be last night or whether it be tonight, if Austin ended up being in the starting lineup, you know at some point in time, Tyler Austin is going to get drilled by a Red Sox pitcher because of his slide into second base. Because Joe Kelly last night, what is he? He's not – He's protecting his teammate.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
That's what
he's saying, you can't do that. Right. You can't slide into second. You want to slide in hard? That's fine. We're all into playing the game the right way and playing hard. I'm not saying you're a dirty player and that was your intent, but you can't go out and spike your player without there being some sort of retribution.
Absolutely. And the baseball player's kind of their thing is, it's not like someone goes up to Joe Kelly's like, look, you got to throw at this kid now. They don't do that.
No.
There's nothing said. That's the cool thing about with their code, the way they are in the dugout. Like, I don't think the manager, no one's going up to him and saying, Joe, look, you know, throw at this kid, Tyler Austin. They don't do that. He knows. The pitchers know, I got to protect my players, and now I got to pop them. Now, he didn't go at his head, which was nice because that would be extremely bad.
Yeah.
That'd be uncalled for. Yeah, but what I'm saying about sucker punching people, I'm kind of exaggerating in this realm as far as baseball, but like in real fighting, like in the street,
yeah,
there's no rules, bro.
No, I
you gotta
get
rip
it.
Somebody's eye out.
You
gotta fish hook their eye and rip it out. I'm just telling you.
Tremendous
I've been in a lot
visual.
Of scraps in my life.
Good Thursday morning to one.
I've stuck my finger in a guy's ear once.
I'm sure.
In a fight when I was a kid in high school, bro. It was bad, and I went all the way in. And then I proceeded to win the fight. Let's just leave it at that. I don't want to get into my history.
Here's the Yankees manager, Aaron Boone.
I thought it was a hard slide into second. Nothing remotely dirty about it. And, and then to take matters into your own hands and go hit one of our guys. For that, I thought was an overreaction, and, didn't think it was right.
All right, then here's the Red Sox manager, Alex Cora.
I haven't seen the replay. I talk about it on TV, but from where I was, he overslid it. And, I didn't know. I challenged a play, and then they told me that that's not a play you can challenge, but we saw the replay up there, and he overslid the bag, and the spikes were up.
Yeah, see,
he's on the baseline.
He overslid the bag. I get that, but really, what comes down to it, if his cleats are down, we're not getting into this brouhaha and this brawl at the end of the game, right?
Right.
Holt is not saying something to Tyler Austin initially. Benches are not being cleared initially in that third inning, and there is nothing that transpires in the seventh inning with Joe Kelly drilling Tyler Austin in the back. Listen. No one's saying Tyler Austin's a dirty player. He plays the game the right way, a little bit of a hothead, but he's a good teammate, and he's a good guy, and he's been a good Yankee prospect for quite some time.
I like him.
You like the way that he plays. Last night, I'm not telling you his intent was to hurt Brock Holt. I don't. I just think it was a bad slide. And sometimes when you don't play the game the right way, some team is going to call you out on it, and you saw it last night with Joe Kelly drilling him in the back.
I just watched it again. Austin took his left foot, and he clipped the back of the calf the shortstop, and that's what he did. He clipped him, and I could see where the guy got ticked off, you know what I mean? But like you said, Moose, you knew this was going to happen once you saw that happen.
Yeah. Once you saw that happen, there's no question about it. But Taz, it's good.
It's good
for Yankee Sox.
Yes.
And it's good for Major League Baseball. Is that a bad thing for Major League Baseball that the storyline coming out of last night's action is that there was a brawl? Mm. And that is leading all the talk and conversation. Is that bad for Major League Baseball?
No, it's not. And there was and people could call the show 855-212-4227. Give your opinion. There was another brawl too. It wasn't just the Yankees.
Right. Yeah. The brawl between the Rockies and the Padres as well. Right. So you had two brawls yesterday. You had Arenado charging the mound. Five players were ejected. You had what? Two players and a coach, I think, ejected in the Red Sox Yankees game last night. But that's what people are talking about, right? We're not talking about the brilliance of the Mets start. We're not talking about the struggles of some teams, whether it be performing individually. We're not discussing any of that. The other thing we talked about this year so far has been Shohei Ohtani.
Ohtani, yeah.
So it's been Ohtani or brawls.
And the Mets.
And the Mets. I mean, those have been the three topics of conversation when Major League Baseball. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, great. I think it's good for the sport to talk about the brawls. I think it's good for rivalries. I don't know if it's necessarily a good thing for the sport that is a focus or that's when it generates headlines.
I think because it's, as we all know, as baseball fans, it's such a long season.
Oh, no doubt.
So when you have something usually you don't sink your teeth into nothing early on. I'm a Mets fan. They're dominating right now. They're 10-1, whatever the hell they are, right?
10-1.
And it's like, I'm optimistic, but I'm not, I've been through this. I've seen this movie before. It's a long season. My point is, anything can happen because it's such a long season. Injuries, this, that, and other thing. So now you get a couple of fights, a couple of brawls, decent, hands being thrown. We're buying in. It's intriguing.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com.
Hey, Billy in San Jose, California. You're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What are you saying there, Billy?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
What's going on, Hoss?
What's up, Bill?
Not much. I saw the play at second base. I watched that on the baseball deal there.
And, okay,
I don't think he went too far to try to hurt the guy, but he did come in with his cleat up. And as far as this throwing at the batter stuff, personally, I'm sure you guys remember back in the days of the Oakland A's, Campanaris got pissed off when a pitcher hit him with the ball and threw it behind him, so he threw the bat at the pitcher. I'm thinking, hey, man, I'd like to see a little more of that, you know, kind of keep it out a little bit.
Throw some bats around, I hear you. Yeah.
Right, or sometimes you'll see the guy charging the mound take his helmet.
Oh, yeah.
And throw it at his helmet.
Throw the helmet at the guy. Yeah, because we saw, what's his name, from...
a little sense of distraction.
Well, that happened with the pitcher. What was the other brawl? Yesterday.
Rockies.
What was the pitcher? He threw his glove at the guys who was charged.
Right, he did.
You're a pitcher, you're throwing your glove, and you miss. Right. You're a pitcher! Right. Hit him with the glove! How do you miss?
The best brawl ever was still Ventura, Nolan Ryan. And Ryan
That
just...
was... epic.
I mean, that Ryan just...
Well, the brawl that sticks out...
pounding on Robin Ventura at like 45
Bro,
years old.
It was bad. So the one that sticks out to me always, you mentioned the guy earlier, the great Pedro Martinez.
Yes.
With Zimmer.
Oh, yeah.
That was sad. Yeah, top heel in the territory, as we were calling wrestling.
Right, grabbing Zimmer by the head and throwing him to the ground.
Like Zimmer's like a big threat.
Right, well, that's what kind of rallied Veritek in the Red Sox, the Veritek A-Rod.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Veritek not taking his helmet off and shoving the catcher's glove at A-Rod's face.
It's great stuff.
Oh.
And then Piazza got into it with somebody, too.
Roger.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Clemens, yeah.
With Clemens.
That was...
Piazza didn't do anything.
No, he didn't.
And then the Mets tried to protect their player, Sean Estes, remember?
And bouncing the ball into...
I'm sorry, Met fans. Embarrassing himself by bouncing the ball. I mean, just terrible. It's just embarrassing.
There's been some
Either you're going to hit it... At least you give Joe Kelly credit. He's like, listen, I'm going to drill you.
I'm going to nail you, and I'm not missing.
I'm not missing. Yeah, that's exactly right. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It keeps getting weirder and weirder for Phillies manager Gabe Kapler. We'll explain next. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Ah, yes, as we're rolling right along on a big Thursday morning, it is Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. That's your number to call to get involved. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Taz and the Moose, at official Taz1Z, at Mark Malusis with a C. We'll get to the strange stories surrounding Gabe Kapler here momentarily, but we hand it over to Andrew Bogish, AB, with another update. Good morning, Andrew.
Guys, good morning. Your update's brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Not only did the T-Wolves and Nuggets need Game 82 to decide the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, they needed overtime to decide Game 82. Minnesota left standing 112-106 to end their 14-year playoff drought. Karl Anthony Towns, 24 points and 16 rebounds.
There's a lot of emotions. I was just talking to our security guy about it, Dwight, and I was telling him that parents are crying, everyone's really excited, I'm excited, but it's hard to adjust to pure excitement right away because you always... in game mode.
Shout out to Dwight and security.
Well, let me tell you what's going on right now. And
please.
You guys know this. What's going on in the mind of...
How's your breakfast?
It's very good.
Good.
It's all protein. What's going on in the mind of our producer, Mikey B.
Thank you.
Mikey B. He's thinking, how do I get this Dwight the security guard on the show? Right or wrong, bro? Is that not him? Is that not him right now? Mikey B, fess up. Right
or wrong. We'll find Dwight.
That's what he's thinking right now.
Can't get you a Carl or an Anthony or a Towns, but I can get you Dwight in security.
Yeah. I mean, a little breath, a little protein bar, a little protein.
Yeah, it sounds delicious.
Really tell. It's right here. You know what I'm saying? Sitting there eating a 7-plus meal every show. You get me.
I just had an orange.
You had an orange.
Yeah, that's your aperitif.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. I think, yeah.
I,
I promise there'll be a bagel with a bunch of eggs on it in about 20 minutes next to the moose.
No, maybe about an hour.
See what I'm saying?
About 20 minutes.
Guaranteed, bro. About he's got levels on the eats.
I start off slow.
I witnessed the pattern.
I understand. I start off slow.
It's good. It's small meals that are coming into your body calorically.
That's exactly right. I've learned.
And you're eating like protein pudding over there.
Well, it's a protein cake. It's a very high protein cake. Blueberry. It's a blueberry protein cake.
We all pay the price, Lee.
Yeah. It's loaded.
Don't remind me.
It's loaded with whey protein.
It's fantastic.
Congrats.
Very healthy. It's very gassy.
I know why. Yesterday I forgot to take my digestive enzymes with it. When you take digestive enzymes, it helps you digest and break down the protein.
So you got to take something extra to digest your healthy breakfast.
Well, supplements, AB.
I love talking about Taz's bowels.
You like burritos?
It's just a fascinating conversation.
Why is AB here?
It's
update.
Digestive tract.
Dwight, insecurity.
How's the small intestine doing, Taz?
Well, my colon.
So the T-Wolves reward for getting that final playoff spot, a matchup with the Rockets in round one. The Blazers beat the Jazz 102-93 to claim the Northwest Division title and the 3 seed. And Russell Westbrook grabbed 20 rebounds, 4 more than needed, to average a triple-double for the 2nd straight season. No one's ever done that twice, back-to-back or not. And the Thunder climbing to the 4 seed with a 137-123 win over the Grizzlies. Your West matchups then are Houston, Minnesota, Warriors, Spurs, Blazers, Pelicans, and Thunder Jazz. The Sixers smacked the Bucks 130-95 for their 16th straight win. And to clinch the 3 seed, they'll play Miami in round one. Top seed Toronto gets Washington. The Celtics Bucks in the 2-7 matchup, and Cleveland takes on Indiana. The Pacers won 3 of their 4 regular season meetings away from the playoffs. The Knicks have officially fired head coach Jeff Hornacek after 2 seasons
out
and 105 losses. Assistant Kurt Rambis also shown the door. The Rockies, had to be both of them.
Rambis had a job.
Yeah, couldn't be just one.
Rambis had a job.
The Rockies and Padres fought in the afternoon. The Yankees and Red Sox did so at night. New York DH Tyler Austin charging the mound in the 7th. They're taking a fastball to the ribs from Boston reliever Joe Kelly, who blames a loss of control.
Threw a pitch inside and hit him. Yeah. It's one of those I get away.
That's a lie.
I want to ask you a question. You mind? I'm going to ask you.
Yeah, go.
No, sorry,
Bring it on.
I don't want to interrupt Uncle the Taz. Gimmick. Moose and I here, my esteemed co-host, we had a little conversation in the last segment about, you know, like if you charge the mound, I would say, well, maybe at times you might want to charge the mound from behind and hit the guy from behind, sucker punch Jones when he don't see it. Well, I don't mean, AB did the thing with his hand. I don't
circle on the center field and come back down?
Not from home plate, and then you circle around the mound, knucklehead. You jog to first. I'll take my base, no problem.
Oh, okay.
When he looks away, here he comes.
I got you.
You nail him. Well, what's your thoughts on a street fight, sucker punching someone or fish hooking someone's eye and pulling on it? You seem like you've been in a lot of scraps in your day, AB.
There are no rules.
Wow.
Whatever goes. You got to survive.
Look at that.
You
got to
get out of the ring.
The Moose, AB, scrapper right there, bro.
Yeah, no,
Moose is like, he's
so you'd shoot people in the back in the Wild Wild West.
Listen, there are rules in a lot of places, but not in the fight.
I'm asking you a question. So,
yeah.
So you're in a Wild Wild West town, right? You're a gunslinger.
What is with you with the Wild Wild West?
Because there are rules. You don't shoot somebody in the back.
In Bangladesh.
You don't punch somebody. You don't punch somebody when they're not looking.
Moose, in a real fight, it's game on, son.
But if someone is not engaged in a fight with you.
Right.
Right? I understand when the fight begins, right? You could do what you did, right? Stick your finger in their ear canal, right?
Fantastic. Yeah,
great.
And then my knee
You could do whatever you want once the altercation has begun. But what you're describing is you are going to begin an altercation by hitting somebody where their back is to turn. I don't believe in that.
If they started the fight, if they threw a baseball at me over to Wild Wild West, if we're in a Wild Wild West, and the guy's shooting his muskrat at me, what's on?
Wait a second. There's no way. So Tyler Austin he gets drilled by a pitch. He was in the wrong, first and foremost, right?
Yeah, I know.
He cut the leg of Brock Holt. He was in the wrong.
Right.
He knows
we
it's
agreed.
Coming.
We agreed on
he
that.
He gets drilled by Joe Kelly. So you're telling the message to Tyler Austin would be, jog to first base. And then when Joe Kelly has his back turned to you, then charge him and drill him in the head.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And stick your finger in his eye.
Stick your finger in his ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo.
I'll pass on that one.
Where's the wet willy fit into this?
Yeah, and you were asking AB a question about the Wild Wild West in a fight.
My question to you would be, if you were a gunslinger in the Wild Wild West, someone's walking away from you, would you shoot them in the back? Taz said he would.
Look at me.
I would not.
I mean, can't abide by rules,
was that a gunfight?
I'm going to lose most fights straight up.
You know, 10 paces, Taz would turn around at pace 5 and shoot the guy.
Good, and then live.
But that's not
and
the rule.
See
that
tomorrow.
Is not, then don't do the draw. Then walk away. Don't do the fight.
Oh, so you want me to be soft and back away from the draw?
Yeah, no, if you're going to do the draw, be man enough to follow the rules.
No, if you're going to do the draw,
win the draw. So you believe
by
that.
By any means necessary.
You would begin a fight by punching someone from behind.
Hey, listen. Listen, if you want to be dead with your integrity,
take
great. I want to be alive.
Take the gunslinger mentality out of it.
I don't want to talk about the...
We're back
in
the gunslinger
mentality.
Present time.
So you're walking a deli in Bangladesh. Right. A guy throws a bag of chips at you.
No. There is no fight. That does not mean you have to punch the guy. Someone throws something at you. Number one, you are beginning a fight. You're going to... A guy's back is turned to you. You're going to begin a fight by punching him in the...
No. But if I'm provoked...
Right. Thank you, AB. See, I have a new respect for AB, my new friend.
It depends on how you're provoked. Last night, Tyler Austin.
Oh, there's so many qualifications, Moose.
Yes, there are. There are
so many rules.
That's a good point.
You and your
there
rules.
Are a lot of, there are a lot of qualifications.
All right,
rules. You always walk away.
Walk away from a... you don't want to walk away. All right, whatever.
Someone throws a punch at you, yes, then I understand. There's
no
holds barred. But if you're going to begin a fight by punching someone when their back is turned to you, no, I don't believe
No, but if they do something, like let's say you're walking in the street. And then a guy, you're reading a newspaper as you're walking, which would be awkward. No one reads newspapers anymore. But you just have to be walking like this, and you're reading a newspaper.
You're reading your Kindle.
That guy, and you're just bumping into people left and right.
A guy bumps into you, and you go, oh, sorry. He goes, hey, big head, watch your ass out my way. Like that.
Yeah.
Next time you do that, I'm going to slap you. He tells you that.
Well,
and you go,
then
he takes a swipe at you. Listen, he takes a swipe at you, move out of the way, being quick reflexes. He takes a swipe and he turns his back to walk away. You're not going to punch that SOB in the back of the head.
That's not the scenario you painted.
Those are things I think about every day.
No, that's not the scenario you painted. Now you're making yourself look a little bit. The scenario you painted was in reference to Tyler Austin. Austin's sitting on first base. Joe Kelly's got his back turned to him, doesn't have the wherewithal, and Tyler Austin's attacking him from behind.
Yes.
If someone, and I asked you who begins the fight. If someone takes a punch at you, yes, then I understand that he has begun the fight.
Okay.
He has begun the fight. My thing was, I don't begin a fight by hitting someone who can't see it.
All right. Well, AB difference with you.
That's great. I'll live my life according to Andrew Bogish.
A.B. Clubber Lang Jones. There
exactly.
He is.
Exactly.
A.B. continues.
Exactly. Where were we? Oh, yes. The Yankees actually won that game last night. 10-7 to snap the Red Sox 9-game winning streak. David Price will have the first 4 New York runs in the first inning, then left with a, quote, sensation in his left hand. Whoa. The Angels, a 7-2 win in Texas, extending their best start since 82 to 10-3. The Mets' win streak is 8, rallying for a 4-1 win in Miami. Javi Baez went deep twice in the Cubs' 13-5 win over the Pirates, and the A's hammered the Dodgers 16-6. Oakland scored just one run in its previous two games. Dez Bryant will meet with Cowboys owner Jerry Jones by the end of the week. Stephen Jones has said Dez's contract needs to be addressed this offseason, but nothing has happened yet. Dez owed $12.5 million, has a $16.5 million cap hit. And Sidney Crosby remains better at hockey than us.
Cancel again. Goes in behind the net in the Philadelphia zone.
So
around to Dumoulin. Shoots it. Where'd it go? It's up a stick and in behind. Elliott. 5-0 Pittsburgh. Crosby reached at the last second. I think he got a stick in there. And the Pens have a 5-0 lead. Slap me, silly Sidney.
Just make sure I'm seeing you first. Mike Lang, Pens Radio. First to 3 goals from Sidney Crosby. A 7-0 rout of the Flyers on opening night of the NHL postseason. The Jets got by the Wild 3-2, and Vegas held off L.A. 1-0.
Oh, thank you, A.B. Appreciate it. Your take on life and how we should all handle ourselves.
Watch your back, Moose.
We'll talk to you next hour. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Your number to call. Mention Phillies manager Gabe Kapler. Interesting story. Now, there's been a little bit of a clarification, but Kapler, who's been roundly criticized, booed by the Philly faithful, how he's handled stuff. Taz, you and I, we've chatted about it, where Phillies players have basically said, you know, Kapler needs to get out of the own way. Nick Williams saying a computer is now managing the team. So
yeah.
There's been a lot of ticked off Phillies fans and players with the way that Kapler's managed and things. And Kapler's a little bit of a different guy. He's a health freak.
Yeah.
Right?
No, he's
I think he's
shape.
Been on the cover of Muscle
shape.
Fitness. Yeah, I mean, ripped to the high heavens. Right.
Ripped
so
jobs,
it was a story laid out there when he was down in Greenville, right? And Kapler very, very into his health. Greenville catcher John Still said he's addicted to ice cream. Ooh. So you would sit there, now this is in the clubhouse, and lick ice cream. But have a cup and spit into it.
Okay.
He would lick it just for the taste, but didn't want to eat it. I told him, dude, that's like Unabomber type stuff. That's a thing that he did. Now, Kapler, in a story, I believe, on Philly.com, clarified it, said, never happened in Greenville. It happened with my girlfriend.
It happened in Greensboro.
at the time. Who
his
then
girlfriend.
Became right? This story happened with my girlfriend at the time, who then became my wife and is now my ex-wife. We were walking. Now, this is gotta remember. This is on a date, right? So he's dating a girl. He's courting another woman. He's courting a woman at the time, right? We were walking together, and I was on a very strict chicken breast and beans diet.
Yeah, I've done that.
She was eating an ice cream cone, and I was like, "That looks amazing." I took a bite of it and spit it out because I wanted the flavor,
not the calories,
but didn't want to go off track.
Yeah, that's it.
That story got told by somebody else, and it became their story that they saw it happen.
I have no problem here. None.
On a date with a girl?
No problem. I have no problem.
Take a bite of your ice cream and then promptly spit it on the ground?
Yeah. No. Well, maybe in a spit cup, but here's the thing. Like, you know, I've kind of done stuff like this a little bit when I was in really good shape, and I've seen guys I've wrestled with do weird stuff with food. Dude, I used to go to family events, birthday parties, when my wife and I were engaged before we were married, and we were just going out with each other. I mean, and, you know, she has a big family, my wife. She's one of nine. So there was a lot of family functions, and when I wasn't wrestling, I'd go to these parties or these family affairs. I'd bring my own food most of the times. I would bring my own food. I'd taste the food that everybody else was getting to eat at, you know, whatever it may be, and I wouldn't sometimes swallow it. I would chew it and spit it out. You know, not in public, like poof. You know, like on a dance floor. Like, oh, let me try that cannoli. Oh, wow. I don't want to swallow it. You know, I didn't do that. You
right,
know what I mean?
Into like a receptacle.
Yeah, maybe you go into the restroom and you chew and you eat in the bathroom, which some people do. It's kind of gross, but people do it. And then you
eat in the bathroom.
Spit it out. Well, I don't. I know people who do. And then you spit it out, or you just spit in the trash can.
It's disgusting.
But the thing is, I understand Kapler. This guy's an amazing physical specimen. He can't coach baseball to save his ass, but the guy's in great shape.
He is in great shape.
The guy's in great shape.
I find it weird if you're on a date to be taking a bite out of your date's ice cream cone and then spitting it out for the taste of the vanilla or the chocolate.
This guy
maybe get a little vanilla extract, but pop it in your mouth.
It's not the same. Your vanilla extract. Throw some cinnamon in there in your mouth.
Yeah, right.
Get
him
up chop.
Just walk around with some spices.
Yeah, just spice rack in your back pocket.
I get it. I understand your strict diet.
Yeah,
I understand.
Weird stuff.
It's a little. I can understand when, but Taz. You have a wife, big family.
Yeah.
You've already established yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you have a wife. You've been together since high school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is Gabe Kapler, girlfriend, wife, now ex-wife. They're on a date.
Maybe that's why, the eating.
Yeah. They're on a date.
Yeah.
Like, if I went on a date when I first started dating Donna, and I've cut weight at times, right?
Really?
Yeah, I have. I've cut weight at times. So
But if I was there sitting there, thanks, Taz. If I was sitting there,
I'm sorry.
And I was like, Donna, let me have a scoop of your chocolate molten cake at dinner.
Dude, I love the molten cake.
It's great, right? It's awesome. Fantastic. Yeah. Cut it open. Yeah. The fudge is all over the place. Yeah, a scoop of vanilla ice
Mike's
cream.
Mike's a big fudge guy.
So I take that, take the spoon, have a bite of it, and then have like a Dixie cup next to me, chew it, and then spit it out. Do you think that date would end well?
Well, your descriptives of it sounds disturbing. Yeah, I hear. So I got to give you your descriptives. That would be rough on a date. But
now, if she was my wife, then things change. As we all know, when you get married, things change.
So if you're on a first date, packing a lip, it's probably not a good
idea. Pass on that one.
Okay.
I'd pass on the Copenhagen or the Kodiak and the Snapple bottle with the cap on it.
Three great brands.
Right, that's exactly right.
That's right. Yeah.
But I remember those days in high school. Driving to high school, you pack a fatty, and you got the dip bottle, the dip bottle's as disgusting can be.
Horrible, yeah.
Don't do that on a first date.
No, we're not. Yeah, correct. The Kaplan, this guy here, he's got obviously bigger fish to fry than his caloric intake and his.
What do you think Kapler's dream life is?
To be a professional bodybuilder. Looking at the guy, his pictures of this guy. This guy's ripped. He's in great shape. I don't know. What is it?
His dream life involves hunting in the Santa Monica Mountains, killing and eating deer, rabbits, and mountain lions, raising sweet potatoes, and his hobby is scouring, quote unquote, scouring information. There's some other things about Kapler that are tad strange that we can't really get into.
Oh, really?
On this program.
What is it,
Mike? One involves coconut oil.
Really? I was just about to say, I could smoke a cigar with this guy. Sounds like my type of guy, but maybe this other stuff, maybe we'll pass on the cigar.
We'll tell you during the break.
Yeah. All right.
Get your reaction when we come back.
I probably wouldn't want to smoke a cigar with him once I hear this.
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
I was supposed to bring cigars in for you guys. That's never happened thus far, correct?
No, it is not. No, unless I missed it that day. Maybe it was the...
But the next time we bet something, instead of putting food on the line...
Cigars.
I'll put cigars on the line.
Cheap cigars,
No, I won't get... Listen, if you guys...
I only smoke a $50 cigar.
Well, that's my gimmick. But I will... If I lose, I will bring in legitimate, the real hand-rolled, the proper cigars.
Thank you.
If you guys win and beat me, don't give me cigars. Just give me money. I don't want cigars. You people have no clue.
Money?
I'm a cigar snob. Just give me a gift card.
I'll bring you one of those vanilla-flavored Philly Blunts.
No, I will throw it back at you, sir. Do not give me a real cigar enthusiast. You do not give dirt rockets to them.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Cards, David Johnson. Bold, bold claim. What was it? We'll get into that next. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, injury report time. Who's it brought to you by? Well, the Salt Institute, of course. Let's take a look at the latest injuries. The Mets have placed catcher Travis d'Arnaud on the 10-day DL. Due to a partial tear of his UCL in his right elbow, that's his throwing elbow, treatment including potential surgery will be determined in the coming days as he is seeking potential options, but surgery certainly is probably a necessity at some point in time. Yankees first baseman Greg Bird to be back in May. He had ankle surgery back in March. After exercise, it is critical to replace both water and salt. Lost through perspiration during the activity, salt is a vital component of hydration, and that's why athletes need it too. Find out more at littlesalt.org. That's littlesalt.org. So, Cardinals tailback David Johnson, who last year was lost for the season early on, and is a wonderful running back. He really is. And a guy, a three-down running back, catch, run. Does it all for the Arizona Cardinals.
He's been on the show here, I believe, right?
David Johnson has been a guest on our show, correct. He was on Mad Dog Radio on Sirius XM, right? And he said that McCoy, the offensive coordinator now out in Arizona, right? Former head coach in San Diego, offensive coordinator with the Denver Broncos on two occasions, one run being with Peyton Manning before he got that Chargers job. Now the Los Angeles Chargers, obviously. But David Johnson said he believes the Arizona Cardinals offense has the potential to be one of the top offenses in the entire National Football League. If, capital IF, Sam Bradford stays healthy.
Come on, Dave. Come on, Big Dave. What are you doing here, bro? I love the optimism and being a team player. But
you got to be optimistic in life, no, Taz?
Yes, sir. This is a little bit of a stretch. I don't know if you should say that right now. Yeah, man. With Bradford running the game for them, I don't know. He's in minicamp. He's not, meaning Bradford, he's not rushing through nothing right now. We don't know what he's going to be.
Well, but here's the deal. You could say that about any team with right. Sam Bradford on it, right?
Right.
If he had stayed healthy with the St. Louis Rams, maybe his career doesn't end up in Philadelphia, right? If he stayed healthy in Philadelphia, maybe Carson Wentz is not a Philadelphia Eagle. If he had stayed healthy in Minnesota, we don't have the Case Keenum run a year ago. If, right? He's made a lot of money. We've talked about Sam Bradford. He hasn't really accomplished all that much. No. Everyone has talked about, amazingly enough, it's still about the potential of Sam Bradford. But, Tess, can we all, I think you just did, can we just make the argument as I can? The potential's been realized that Sam Bradford is what he is. He's an injury-prone quarterback that has an impossible time of staying healthy over the course of an NFL regular season. And if that you are going to bank on Sam Bradford staying healthy, you are going to be very disappointed when the season comes to an end.
To your point, Bradford missed, the bulk of the season last year for the Vikings with a knee injury and stuff, and needed surgery midway through the year and all that. I mean, and if you look at what he's doing with the Cardinals now in his first mini camp with the club, I mean, basically, if you do your research, you'll find there's no sense of urgency for Sam to get back on the field right now. Like, there should be a little bit of a sense of urgency. You know what I mean? Like, it's not. He's training lightly. We just want to make sure he's ready. And all that. I understand it's early, but if you're going to have, I'm not saying they told Johnson to say that, but if your running back's going to come out and make a brash comment like, we are going to bold statement, we're going to do this if Sam's healthy. If. Well, if my aunt had, well, whatever. I can't say that here, but you know.
Right.
She would be my uncle.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right. It's not, that's not an if.
Fill in the blanks.
Right. You know what I mean? So it's great to be optimistic. However, the idea of anybody buying into Sam Bradford staying healthy, that's one you got to see in order to believe. Taz, you and I called it at the time, right? Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes.
We didn't think he was going to get traded, right? There was a report coming out yesterday that teams, executives around the National Football League don't believe the Giants are going to trade Odell Beckham Jr., that is not their intent, right? Their general manager, Dave Gettleman, a number of weeks ago said you don't give up on talent, right? Reportedly, they wanted two first-round draft choices, and Beckham wants to get paid. So you're asking an opposing team to give up two high commodity picks, two first-round draft choices, and Beckham wants in the neighborhood of around anywhere from $17 to $20 million per year. That's a lot for an organization to give up on. So to give up in order to bring Beckham aboard. So you and I nailed it at the time. When everybody's running around saying that Beckham's going to get dealt, you know, even though we both agreed that the Giants probably had it up to their eyeballs in terms of frustration with Beckham's behavior and the attention that he was drawing and not positive in light, not all that positive attention, we didn't think Beckham was going to get traded. And the reports coming out yesterday is that Beckham's not going anywhere.
Yeah, and that's what we do here, Moose. Let's be honest. I mean, we tell people what's going to happen before it happens, and that's why you don't really – this is your go-to place to get your sporting news, your entertainment.
Guy in Beijing, water cooler, whatever it might be.
We have people that live all over the world. You're going to get some jocularity, rarely. You know, you'll get some fun here. I notice throughout my day when I'm done doing this show with you and we make our magic here every day.
We do.
6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. That – I see these things coming out on social media. Oh, that's about it. We know what we did this already. We covered this.
We told people
what's going to happen. Next, move on.
No doubt.
You don't need to listen or watch nothing else.
This is it.
This is it.
3 hours.
The other great
shows. Download the pod every day.
Every day. The other great shows here on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, you should listen to them. We're leading the charge. That's what
I'm saying. But if you're going to listen to one show.
It's right here.
Yeah. Well said. Way to wrap up hour number two.
Thank you, buddy.
There you go. NBA playoff matchups are set. We'll chat about that and the big Taz and the Moose bet that played out last night. We'll get into all that and more next. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.